Blog Talk Radio.
All over this building, let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord. We're going to worship Him. The Bible declares that we are to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them. But I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For He alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be.
Well, praise Him and God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast. My name is Apostle Lonnie Starks. And this is the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. So glad that you tuned in. Remember, God loves you, and so do I. You can get us on blogtalkradio.com/TJSM and also livestream.com/TJSMORG. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 8 a.m. and also Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Also on Sunday morning, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. We'd be so happy that you tune us in. Also, on your radio here in New York, New Jersey area, you can get us on WSNR 620 on your AM dial. Make sure you tune us in. Also on www.livestream.com/TJSMORG. And that's Monday through Friday, 4 a.m. to 4:30 a.m. 1/2 hour of glory. Also on Saturday morning, 4 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. I'm looking forward to you being there, and we're going to have a great time in the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, we're coming to you from the Jesus Saves Ministry Church, located in Brooklyn, New York, at 509 Evergreen Avenue, between Cornelius Street and Putnam Avenue. Go up on my website, www.tjsm.org. Shoot me an email, gojesusnow@AOL.com. Remember, my name is Apostle Lonnie Starks, and the telephone number to call for all our services is as follows: 718-574-2244. On all my broadcasts, you can call that one number and contact us. All right, stay tuned. We're looking to have a great time on this show today.
Oh, worship Him. Shopping, entering, oh, entering.
To God to be here today. I tell you, I'm so grateful to God just to be here to lift up the name of Jesus on this Monday morning here in New York City. We're grateful to God. Thank God for Jesus. I was looking at Facebook earlier, well, last night now, and when I looked at one of my friends, how they was talking about him as far as his passing, going home to be with the Lord. And what a great man he was. That's Bishop Samuel Sims of Faith Temple Deliverance Church right there in Manhattan. And there was someone, what a great man. What a great man he was. What a great man he was. And that is true. He was a fantastic man. He was a wonderful man. And we're all going to miss him. But you know what? We all got to go that way one day. We all got to go that way one day. And you know what it does? It behooves us now to get right. Because you don't want to wait until it's too late to try to get right. You better try to get right now. So if and when those day come, you'll be ready to go with the Lord. Today, I want to talk about a famine in the land. A famine in the land. I want to talk about a famine in the land today. That's what I want to talk about, a famine in the land today. But it's a spiritual famine. I'm talking about a spiritual famine in the land. I'm just not just any famine, but a spiritual famine in the land today. There's a spiritual famine. There's a lack of the word of God. No matter how many churches we go to and attend, there's always, there's still a lack of the word of God. Have you noticed that? Let's read something this morning in the book of Amos, chapter number 8, verse number 11. Let's pray. Eternal God, we thank you for your printed word, which is equal to you. Thank you for your word. Now, as we read your word today, Lord, bless us. Teach us what you have us to know from your word. Bless those that are listening, those that are viewing. In the name of Jesus, God, save, heal, deliver, and restore. And work miracles, I pray, today through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's look at Amos chapter 8, verse number 11. You can tell my voice is still weak. I preached four times yesterday. But God is good. God gave me this voice, so I use it to the best I can to praise my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Look at Amos chapter 8, verse number 11. If you're viewing on live stream, it's right there on the internet for you to read right there. King James Bible. Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. The Lord said he's going to send a famine in the land that you and I will need God's word. God tells us that. God tells us there's going to be a time that the Word of God is not going to be accessible. You know, we're living almost in that times that people don't really recognize the Word of God. Have you noticed that? Most people don't care about the Word. They want to hear what they want to hear. Not the Word of God, but whatever they want to hear. Whatever makes me feel good. Whatever sounds good. You know, I was teaching the Word on yesterday morning on my morning show. And a brother called, and thank God for him. Welcome to call back anytime. And I was talking about the law of God, which was in the book of Psalms 97. And he went on and he was beginning to talk about the law of the land, law of the world. I mean, that had nothing to do with the Word of God. The Word of God is getting less and less important to people. People that you know once taught the Word, they're beginning to talk about anything but the Word. The Word has no relevancy. The Word has no place in our hearts and minds. So quite naturally, you don't see God blessing the way God used to bless. Not that God not blessing. God is always blessing. I know he's blessing me. But I'm talking about the miracles that can happen. And God already told us that there's going to be a famine for the Word. There's going to be a time that the Word of God would not be accessible as normal. You know, people don't talk about it. God said there's a judgment coming. I'm going to judge this world wherein they will be void of the Word. There'll be a lacking of the Word. Now, the point here is, I gather, when there is a lacking of the Word and we don't hear the Word, how can we serve God? How can you? How can you love God the way God intended for man to love God? You ever wonder why there's so much, even now, right? Every time I turn around, somebody is talking about they're coming out of the closet. Every time I turn around, there's somebody saying, I'm coming out the closet. I'm coming out the closet. And it's being said so much until we have almost accepted that it's okay to come out the closet. I was reading of a lady, what was it, a couple of days ago, and she said when she was a little girl, she knew she was gay from the time she was 8 years old. She said her mother used to say things like, "Well, I want you girls to grow up and marry a nice Chinese boy or whatever." And she said she knew all the time. She did not have no interest in no man. She wanted a woman. And it was hard for her to tell her parents that she was gay. But then she finally got the nerve to say, "I'm gay." Well, that's what God showed her. Didn't God tell us that? He said there's going to be a famine for the Word, that people are not going to abide by the Word, and they're not going to be subject to the Word. So if the Word is not taught, how in the world can you stay straight and stay focused or remain on course? We need the Word of God. It's a famine in the land now for the Word of God. God is cautioning us. He gave me this word to speak this morning because it's a caution about judgment. God says, he begins and says, "Behold, the day come, says the Lord God." The day come, says the Lord God. There's going to be a time that the Word of God is not accepted. People won't hear it, the Word of God. The Word of God is not being preached. In many pulpits, the Word of God is not being preached. preach everything but the Word of God. We preach philosophy, we preach theory, but not the Word of God. The beginning of the verse warns us of a judgment coming, and that judgment will be that the Word of God will not be preached. See, the trouble with us, we seldom pay attention to the warning. We seldom heed the warning. God has warned us. Many of us have never read that scripture. Some of you that's listening to me probably have never, ever read that scripture in Amos, chapter 8, verse number 11. You probably never read that. But God says there's going to come a time there'll be a famine in the land. Let me put it on the scripture, on the screen again. It said, behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. God's already warned us. Now, the reason God sent that famine is because of sin. Because we, as a people, have walked away from God. And because of that, God said, well, I won't send you no light into the land. You won't be able to see. You won't be able to hear the word of God. There won't be no harness on you or no line on you to guide you. See, the word of God is to guide us and to lead us. And God said, there's going to come a time that the word won't be there and you won't hear the word of God. Aren't we in that time now? Aren't we in a time that everything is more important than the word? You know, I've been pastoring for 30 years. One thing I've noticed, a lot of people walk in my office and you can show them what the word says, the word of God. And you know what their response will be? I mean, I've had this several times. Well, Reverend, I know what the word says, but what do you say? Listen to what they said. I know what the word said. So that means they're paying no attention to the word. Well, isn't that God's prophecy being fulfilled? That there's a famine for the word? Even though the word is being preached, but they got ears to hear with, but they can't hear. They got eyes to see with, but they can't see. Isn't that exactly what God said? There'll be a famine. You know what's the real famine? To have everything accessible within your reach and be blind and can't see it. Isn't that a real famine? He said, I'm going to send a famine. The famine would be for the hearing of the word of God. You see, normally this is not considered a famine because most what we know as a famine is when there's a lack of something, like when there's no water, there's a famine of water, or when there's no food, there's a famine of food. We wouldn't think, if I hadn't read the word of God, I would not have understood that the word of God can be taught and still yet not be understood. You understand? Because a famine, we normally consider physical food or water. But God now is talking about spiritual food, the word of God. The word of God is not really accepted because God sent a judgment. Why is the judgment? It's because we have rejected God. And see, anytime you reject God, God has a way. Only God can do this. God can let you look right at something and still not see it. Only God can do this. Remember in the Old Testament when those homosexuals wanted to have love with those men, and how God blinded them, they couldn't see. See, look, let me tell you something. God has, he said, there's a famine. Now, in the famine, God got the ability to give you and I the ability to eat, hear, and see. Only God can do that. But without Christ, without God, without Jesus in your life, you can hear the word, you can read the word, and still not see and not hear. God said, I'm going to remove all the preaching and the teaching. I'm going to remove it of the word of God from the land. And don't listen to television. Listen to the internet. Listen to teaching of the word of God is less and less heard. We teach our theories, or we teach our principles, but not the word. God says, I'm going to remove the teaching and the preaching of the word. The scriptures will no longer be accepted. Why do you think there are so many different translations? This is all God's doing. I heard a man say the other day, well, God could not be a God of all people when there's so many different denominations. How ridiculous can you be? How ridiculous. God is the God of all flesh. The Bible clearly says that. There's nowhere, no time that God is not God. God is God. It doesn't matter whether you're in China or in America. Wherever you are, God is God. Has nothing to do where you are. God is still God. He said, well, my father, he's into Hindu. God is still God. If you choose to go a way different than God, that don't change God. How could you be? What? How could you think for one moment that could change God? That can change God. There could be 30 people, 100 people, a million people, all going different ways. But God is only going one way. And that's not going to change God. Listen to this, and I'll be right back. I feel like going on by Bishop Marvin Winers. Let's listen. I feel like going on. Regardless what's going on, I feel like going on. The Bible, oh my God, the Bible says there's going to be a famine in the land. But I still feel like going on. I don't want to quit. I can't stop because there's a famine in the land. I still feel like going on. There's a need for God. There's a want for God. I need God. I need him in my life. And you know what? Sometimes it seems like that God has just forgotten us. It seems like that God has just walked away from us. But it's not that God walked away from us. You got it the wrong way. We walked away from God. When I say we, we're talking about corporately. We as a people have walked away from God. You got churches now that disagree to anything. And that's one of my hindrances as far as people can say, because I don't agree to anything. No, I don't submit to anything. No, anything don't go with me. Anything does not go with me. I'm going to tell you that right now. Anything doesn't go with me. I don't agree that anything is okay. No, I don't agree with that. I'm going to tell you that right now. I do not agree that anything is okay. No, you Just can't do anything and be all right with God. And see, that's what we're living. We're living in a time that people believe that anything can go, that God is just too good, that God is not going to judge that. Why are you worrying about that? Get your mind off that. Don't let that bother you. But truly, saints, God did change. He warns us that there was going to be a time that there was going to be a famine in the land. Not a famine for food or bread. Not a famine for water. But there's going to be a famine because of the lack of the word of God being preached. Isn't that amazing? Listen to the character of this famine that God talked about. The character was that there was going to be a famine of hearing the words of God. See, that's not usually considered a famine, because if you could hear something, eat something, normally that's not a famine. We think a famine is one of physical food. See, that's what we think. As long as I got food, I got money, I'm okay. I got a job, I'm okay. But the famine that God says, I'm going to remove the preaching and teaching of the word of God from the land. Listen in the pulpit. Where was it? This man just like year before last came out, Jim Smiler, Jim Swilly, I think he's in Georgia. Y'all read it. Caucasian preacher. And he was a good preacher. But now he's turned his whole congregation into believing that homosexuality is right. After marriage for 20-some years, he left his wife. They still live together, they're friends. But he has no interest in women. His interest is in men. And everybody applauding that. Oh, that's okay. How is that okay? Well, the answer's in right here in Amos. There's going to come a time that the preaching of the word of God would be removed from the land. The judgment will be that the scripture is going to be removed from the land, from society. There will come a time that the Bible, and we're almost there, that the Bible has no credibility. People don't believe in that no more. I heard this man say with my own ears that the reason Paul went against homosexuality is because Paul was heterosexual. Listen to me. I want you to see me. And he said, since Paul had no understanding of homosexuality, so he had no mercy on it. But God is a merciful God. God is a merciful God. But God, that don't change the word of God. But we the people, because the famine is in the land of rejecting God, this famine has caused us as a people to not hear the word of God. Listen, have you seen people that was hardcore for God? Hardcore. And you meet them later on, and they're not even standing on the word anymore. You know why? Because the word has been withdrawn from humanity. The word is still here, but the potency in the word is not there. Are you understanding me? And that's what God is saying, that I'm sending a famine, that people won't stand on the word. But the reason, see, now God is not doing that to make you leave him. God is doing that because you've already left him. We've already left God when we put wrong and say it's right. See, all God is looking for in a human being, our people is to admit you're wrong, that you're wrong. And God can deal with it. God will deal with it. But what we have done, we have walked away from God and made our own rules and regulations, and then so we say it's not wrong. But as the brother said to me yesterday morning, he was dealing with a secular law. And he said, that can't be, or whatever. And it's true. But guess what? That's not the law God's talking about. God's talking about his word. The Ten Commandments where God gave Moses and the word of God, that's the law of God. We have walked away from that. And now because we as a people have walked away from it, according to Amos, God sent a famine for the word, that the younger generation won't even hear the word, because your children, your grandchildren can look at you and you no longer follow the word. So now they say, well, this is the way it should be. Listen, I tell you what, I got another song I want to play this morning. I feel like, amen, there's a storm out on the ocean and it's coming this old way. Listen to this.
Put your hands together, everybody. If you know it's going in with us and singing, it's going to bless you. It's going to lift your spirit as long as you're anchored in Jesus. Here it is.
Thank you.
there's a storm out on the ocean. If you're not anchored in Jesus, you'll drift away. Aren't we living in those times? Yes, we are. Listen, 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 listen. You know what Amaziah said in Amos chapter 7, verse 12? Amaziah said this. And said, the word of God says, also Amaziah said unto Amos, O thou seer, go flee thee away into the land of Judah, and there eat bread and prophesy there. Don't prophesy over here. We don't want to hear the word. Aren't we living in those times that people don't want to hear the word? I don't want to hear that word. Pastor, don't preach me that. I don't want to hear that. Do you understand? I don't want to hear this word. Are we living in those days that people don't want to hear the word? God said it's a famine in the land for the word. That famine is that people have lost desire for the word. We love to put on the show. We love to dance. We love to act. But the word of God, the word. How many people want the word now? Are you understanding what this preacher is saying to you today? You know, yesterday morning I was so much encouraged because I've had two or three people to come on and rebut me, and it's fine because that's what it's all about. You have the right to say anything you want to say. This is America. We are living in the land of freedom in America. Free speech. So on my show, if you differ with me, it's fine. I'm not going to cut you off. But what it does, it makes me more sincere and dedicated to preaching the word. So what happened to me yesterday, the things that were said, it made me more dedicated to God and preaching his word. Okay? I preach this word because the word of God is the only thing that can help us. And that's what people seemingly don't want, is the word of God. The very word of God that can give you life, the very word of God that can help you, is the very thing that people don't want. And so it's my job as a man of God is to preach the word of God. Not my theory. Not hermeneutics. Hermeneutics is for studying, but it's not for me to teach on the radio and universally. It's for me how to prepare a message, how to put it together. Homiletics is for me. You understand? Pneumatology is for me to learn. And I can teach you in the class or something. But right now, the word of God, it's what we need to hear. And Amos said, it's right there in Amos. He said there's going to be a famine for the word of God. A famine. Listen. This is so important, my friend. The Bible said, behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, not a thirst for water, but of hearing the word of God. The word is here, but people can't hear it because of sin. And in Amos chapter 7, verse number 12, Amaziah turns around and tells Amos, the prophet, he said, oh, seer, the word seer, the one that can see, look, go flee the way into the land of Judah, and there eat bread and prophesy there, but I don't want to hear it. Doesn't that mirror what's going on in our life today? People just don't want to hear it. You know what? I wasn't even thinking about it, but it's one of my members got married not too long ago, and they was coming to me for counsel. And I shared with them something from the word of God. Let me tell you what that lady, what that woman said to me. She said, I'll follow him wherever he go. I'm willing to give up everything for him, the man. Think about what was said now. You mean to tell me that you'll follow a person regardless whether they're wrong or right? And the word of God is saying they're wrong, but you'll still follow them? Don't that show you there is a want for preaching and teaching? Because people don't accept it. People don't accept the preaching and the teaching. They don't accept the word of God. It's so sad, isn't it? God said this is a coming judgment. It was a coming judgment that I'm a sin on the, in the land that people will not accept the word. The word is there, but they won't accept it. There's going to be a famine. This judgment was coming to Israel. Why? Because they did not repent. The only reason God sent this judgment was because they didn't repent. And the only reason God is sending the judgment now to you and I is because we refuse to repent. God says if you don't repent, hello somebody, then you won't hear the word. Don't you see how easy it is for a person once they reject God and his word? Can't you see how easy it is from that point on to not believe in the word? And they begin to make their own words. They'll read the word of God, but they'll change it to say what they want to say. The minister or the preacher or the pastor no longer majors in preaching the word of God and teaching the word of God, but rather we major in public relations. We major in getting along with people, how to interact with people. We learn to decorate pieces of society with the word of God, where everybody can love us. What happened? Remember in the school? They took prayer out of the school, the word of God. On Sunday morning now, the pulpit is empty of people that are dedicated to preaching the word. It's empty. Our Sunday school classrooms are empty of people that are dedicated to preaching the word and teaching the word. You hear me, don't you? Some churches don't even allow you to preach in that church the word. They tell you what to preach. When you go to that church, they want to see your message. Can I see your message, please? Can I see your? I've had that happen to me. But it don't matter what they look at my message, because I give you the message. But when I get up, the anointing of God is going to begin doing the teaching. You understand? You have places that the word of God is not accepted. It's like I was a Mason when the Lord saved me. And I was fortunate in my lodge that I was in to have a Muslim in there. And it was a good thing for me. Because when I got saved, I began to pray in the name of Jesus. Well, you know, no Muslim don't want you praying in the name of Jesus. They want you to pray in the name of Allah, or the grand architect of the universe. I didn't know that. I was young. And so I was praying. They made me the chaplain of the lodge. So I would pray in the name of Jesus. And this Muslim got angry. So he protested and he went up against it. And they brought out the bylaws and the rules and said he was right, I was wrong. So I could no longer pray in the name of Jesus. The whole while I was in the lodge, and that was like a week after I found that out. Whenever you pray, they say, I must keep my prayer confined to the Most High, or the grand architect of the universe. Now, that was a wonderful thing for me, because my mind was made up. If I can't mention Jesus, then I don't want to be a part of it. So I wrote my letter of demitter. I demit it. In other words, what that means is I wrote a letter to resign, but I resigned as a man. I went in as a man. I came out as a man. You know, I wasn't kicked out of the Masons. I came out as a man because I'm not going to be in anything or any place that the Word of God can't be taught and can't be honored. And we're living in times now. You know what? Oh, my, time is about gone, isn't it? Oh, man, like I'm just getting started. Oh, God, time is gone, you know. But I'm here. I'll be back today, this evening. I'll be back at 10 p.m. And I'll be back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. You know, so plus I'll be back tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. on WSNR. I'll be right on that channel at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning, yes. And I know y'all have to bear with me. I just love the Word of God. But tomorrow morning, I'll be on WSNR 620 a.m. dial. I was there this morning at 4 a.m. I got a half-hour spot every morning at 4 a.m. and on livestream.com/TJSMORG. Come on and meet me there. We're going to have a great time. All right? And this afternoon, don't forget, at 10 p.m., I'm going to be, this evening at 10 p.m., I'm going to be on blogtalkradio.com/TJSM2 and livestream.com/TJSMORG. So tune us in at 10 p.m. Listen, I'm going to stick with the word, y'all. Whatever the word going to do, it's going to do. I'm not going to take away from the word. God said the word of God is a sure foundation. If I stick with the word, God will make a way for me. Now listen, we got to go. And you know, I'm a believer. I don't sugarcoat it. I believe that you must be born again. All right? If you're not saved, you can't make it. You must be born again. All right? Keep it locked. Praise me. God bless you. Thank you for being my special guest on this broadcast today. We're getting ready to leave you now, but I just want to make sure that you know Jesus and get connected with him. It's so simple to get connected with Jesus. All you have to do is repent of your sins. Confess with your mouth that you believe that Jesus died and was crucified for you and buried in a borrowed tomb and rose from the grave with all power for you. If you confess that and believe that in your heart, you can be saved today. Let me pray with you now, okay? Father, in the wonderful name of Jesus, I pray for those that are listening, that may be one that have decided to give their life to your son Jesus so they can live. Father, forgive them of their sin, and I know you will receive them unto yourself. Bless them from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, there you have it. If you believe it, you'll save, heal, and deliver. You got victory in your life. I got to go. Look on clock. Oh, clock on that wall right there. I'm looking at it. It's telling me that my time is about out. So until the next time, remember God loves you. And if you need some material to show and prove to you that Jesus is Lord and rose from the grave, I'd be happy to send it to you. That's the Jesus Saves Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221, United States of America. Just go right there on my website at www.tjsm.org. All the information is there. Also, you can email me at gojesusnow@aol.com. Well, I got to go now. But you know what? I always, no matter what I do, I want to leave you in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. Until the next time, may God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Remember, Jesus will keep you.